An American Pickle was a Seth Rogen summer comedy written by ex-SNL writer Simon Rich from his New Yorker story Sellout in 2013. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson takes a dive with Rogen into the brine.
It is Szlupsk, northern Poland, 1919. Look it up, the town still exists. Herschel Greenbaum is digging a ditch. His life is not so great. When he sees Sarah, a girl who's probably too good for him, he woos her with a smoked fish. A brief role for Succession's Sarah Snook, Polish Sarah smiles and bites the fish's head off. They confess their dreams. She to have a headstone on her grave. He once in his life to taste seltzer water. They get married. The Cossacks, of course, attack. They take the boat to America. Herschel gets a job killing rats in a pickle factory. The rats, however, are very resilient and chase him off a plank into a vat of pickles where he's sealed for 100 years in a condemned building until a kid's errant drone knocks the lid off. That's when Herschel wakes up in 2019, Brooklyn, the first perfectly pickled preserved man. American Pickle is debut directed by Brandon Trost, who previously was a cinematographer on the both Very Good, The Disaster Artist 3 years ago and Can You Ever Forgive Me in 2018. Here, Trost directs more breezily in the setup I just described than over the faltering arc of the family dynamic story it becomes. If Herschel sounds like a good vehicle for Seth Rogen to dust off some shtetl shmadas and kepi and play a character that has gone rogue from Mel Brooks, it is. He also plays opposite himself on screen in the role of his own great-grandson, Ben Greenbaum, a Brooklyn 20-something, 5 years into an app he's developing called Boop Bop that promises to rate a product for its ethics right there on the spot. Boop Bop, he hopes, will bring cancel culture to the point of sale. As Herschel, Rogen has a Russian accent with some Yiddish thrown in. As Ben, Rogen speaks in a snowflake grows in Brooklyn English. Some of what follows is Rumpelstiltskin. Ben puts Herschel on the back of his moped and wows him with 21st century New York. Skyscrapers, lights, Herschel's eyes bug out on their walk, David Bowie posters, androgyny, an interracial couple? Yeah, that's totally okay now, Ben reassures Herschel, in certain parts of the country. Some of an American Pickle turns into a Freudian family feud. Does Herschel tank the sale of Ben's ethical app to a Google-like giant? He does. Does Ben pull the plug with the health department on Herschel's pickle pushcart that becomes a viral sensation? He does. Those all-natural pickles in rainwater are actually rotting cukes in rat crap glass jars recycled from dumpsters. Some of the film is Rogen as Chauncey Gardner from Being There. And there is a taste of Barbra Streisand's knockoff of Isaac Bashevis Singer's Yentl, which Singer hated, by the way, thrown in as an end credit cookie or rugula. An American Pickle means to be about authenticity, the narrow old world versus the amorphous new one.
I have an idea. Please start a big old business.
That's a very stupid idea, Herschel.
You have no wife, no children, no friends, no job.
You need help.
I'm fine.
You're not alone!
We will become success.
Wow. Ooh, it's very pungent.
Yeah, that's straight from the devil.
We will finally make their parents proud.
Don't talk about my parents.
You never met them!
You have captivated the hearts of the entire world.
I'm probably not best case scenario for what the family's become.
In old country,
we have saying.
I'm sure this has aged well.
If man does not throw punch, it is because this man secretly had polio arm.
Do something, Ben. Throw your punch.
You know they cured polio, right? A guy named Jonas Salk.
Was he Jew?
He was.
Yes.
Is this your father?
No, that's David Bowie.
Is this your mother?
No, that's also David Bowie. That whole poster is David Bowie.
Once Ben weaponizes Twitter against great-grandpa, it's a war of one dirty fraud canceling another. It's a war of generations. Originally intended as a Sony theatrical comedy, An American Pickle opened on the HBO Max streaming platform. It's fun in the setup, but runs out of garlic in the second act. Couple it with Streaming the Tobacconist, a coming-of-age story of a young boy sent to Vienna in the 1930s who befriends the aging Sigmund Freud, played by the late but visibly unwell here Bruno Ganz. Ganz's Freud in a collapsing Austria was enough for me in this film, and you can find it at menemshafilms.com. I leave you with this thought. America 100 years ago just came home from World War I. The Spanish flu killed 675,000 people in a two-year period. Just a note for the record, the Spanish flu did not end World War II. People were in quarantine in tenements. They fought over wearing masks. The suffragettes took to the streets. Congress passed the Volstead Act, prohibition, making gin something everybody had to drink from bathtubs. The Harding government collapsed into Teapot Dome, and Mrs. Harding may have poisoned her husband. No wonder the Roaring Twenties roared. Stay patient. Laissez les bons temps rouler. The good times will roll soon enough. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.